Thank you, Elizabeth. Next item, 515, please.
Revised secondhand dealer regulations to accept consular ID cards as identification, add gift cards as regulated property, and other housekeeping changes.
Very good. And we have Terry Williams and Ann Holm here to discuss.
Good afternoon. I guess we've gone to afternoon. Mayor and commissioners, I'm Terry Williams, the Revenue Division Deputy Director, or at least for a few more weeks. So, but before I talk about the ordinance, I want to introduce to you Tyler Wallace, who's up here. Tyler is the new Tax Division Manager for the Revenue Division. So he is in the future. While I'm doing the presentation today, Tyler is one that you'll expect to see up here.
Thank you, Tyler.
Giving presentations like this. So before, let's see. The purpose of Chapter 14B.90 is to regulate certain business activities that present an extraordinary risk of being used by criminals to dispose of stolen property. We commonly refer to it as the secondhand dealer code. The ordinance before you today brings two key amendments to the secondhand dealer code, in addition to some needed housekeeping changes. The first is the addition of a consular card as acceptable identification for customers that sell regulated property to secondhand businesses. The need for adding this form of identification was actually brought to Revenue's attention by the city's Government Relations Office. A state legislator from Eugene reached out to Government Relations, identifying the need to recognize this piece of ID. They also considered a bill at the state, but it didn't pass. Not all countries' consular cards meet the requirements to be accepted. The cards must have requirements similar to our state's driver's license or ID cards. Currently, the Mexican Matricula consular card issued after 2014 meets the requirements. The second amendment is the removal of gift cards, in-store credit cards, and activated phone cards from the list of prohibited property. I'm going to refer to these types of cards as gift cards in general. So this means that secondhand dealer businesses are no longer prohibited from buying these gift cards and reselling them. The benefits of this change are twofold. It allows the dealers to meet customer demand and compete in the secondary market. But more importantly, by regulating the purchase of unused or partially used gift cards, valuable information will be entered into the RAPID database that will allow the Portland Police Bureau to identify people involved in retail theft. To be clear, the change does not impact the original sale of gift cards or phone cards from retailers such as Fred Meyer and Target and Best Buy. The secondhand dealer industry is supportive of this change. Dealers and retailers currently buying these cards would be required to obtain a secondhand dealer permit if they don't already have one. The reporting requirements when buying these cards from customers have been streamlined so that they are not excessively burdensome on the dealers or on the retailer once that permit is obtained. The information about the card and the seller, i.e. the customer, is reported in RAPID. That's the electronic reporting system that makes information about every regulated property transaction available to law enforcement. So, if council has additional questions about the ordinance, we have staff here to explain in more detail. Ann Holm, who's our program administrator from Revenue Division, and Officer Brent Bates, who is the RAPID coordinator from the Portland Police Bureau. They are well-versed in all the details of this code. Thank you very much. And if you have questions, we're happy to
answer. I have a question. Are there regulations on how discounted the dealers can buy the cards for? If you've got a $10 gift certificate, is there a minimum that they have to offer to the customer?
I will get Ann up here, and she'll see if she can answer that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Fritz, I couldn't hear what your question was.
Is there a standard for how much or little a secondhand dealer has to offer to the customer? If they've got a $10 gift card from Fred Meyer, are they allowed to say, well, I'll give you a dollar for it?
Yes, there's no minimum required.
And then in general, do they then sell them at discounts as well?
Yes.
Interesting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you. Any testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for your hard work on that. Next.